Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Countrified UK podcast, brought to you all the way from the United Kingdom, bringing you your weekly fix of everything country. And now your hosts, Alex and Blaine.
Hey guys, I'm Alex, and welcome to our podcast, Countrified UK, episode number 9. I am joined by my boy Blaine.
Hey guys, how are things?
I don't think they can answer you.
Well, yeah.
It's nice,
a good thing to say. Hopefully you're in your car going, Blaine, I'm very well.
Yeah, hopefully. Bless you. Today we've got a decent show for you, actually. We've got a great, great interview with the one and only Christy Huff. That was absolutely class. It was really fun, really funny. She was awesome. Another Tay-Tay and Disney fan as well.
Yeah, we're going through these. We're going through like these interviews at the minute, and we're going through such a good spell of them. Like every interview we've come out, we're just coming out like ill laughing. Just it's been so good, and yeah, just something different every week.
It's been really good.
Like me and Alex are having fun doing these interviews, and the interviewees are saying having fun. Hopefully, so we just hope you guys are like enjoying it as well, and like just sat there listening and laughing away.
Yeah. And then we're also on the show, we're going to be discussing a couple of our favourite people. So we're going to go on highlights and a bit of stardom.
Yeah, just something different. We thought we'd do this little segment called Artist Spotlight. So every starting like this week, Alex will pick one artist, I'll pick one artist. We'll just say what we like about them, what tracks, how we got to know about them. And was there like a song in particular that we got to hear that made us a fan?
Yeah, and we're going to keep trying that every week. And if there's any people that you like, please give us a comment and tell us why, and we'll give you a shout out, and we'll tell people why you like that person. Or if you agree with the people we like, then tell us why. And yeah, that'll be cool. Also, we're going to have Blaine's Country News.
Yes, sir.
Happy
days. As always.
So it's always the Blaine's Country News. It's the highlight, isn't it?
It's the highlight of my week. Yeah.
But today we're not doing a challenge because, well, basically during the interview you'll find out why, because there was already a point given. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out who got that point later on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Blaine, I want to start with you. I want to find out who your artist spotlight is.
Well, this week I've picked Luke Combs. He's like person that I wanted to put under the spotlight. I've been a fan of like Luke Combs for a fair few years now. So the reason that like I came about with like knowing about Luke Combs was the first song that I ever heard from him was called Hurricane.
Great song.
And it must have been about 2017, I'd say. I may have heard it. And it was recommended by like one of my good friends in America, Anna, who says, oh, go and check out this guy. So was like, yeah, got on that. So then again, once I heard that song, I was like, really enjoyed it. Went a few months down the line, he started releasing more music. There was like When It Rains, It Pours, One Number Away, This One's For You. And I just started like delving deeper into his music. There was one song in particular that like made me absolutely fall in love with Luke Combs. And I don't think it's a song that many people actually know because it's not on his album.
Oh.
It's actually on an EP of his. And the EP is called The Way She Rides. And it's a song called I Know She Ain't Ready. And I know you know, Alex, because I've shown you like numerous times.
I'm pretending I don't. I'm pretending I'm just in the audience listening to you.
So I know Alex knows this song. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a song that like you can relate to, resonate to. So definitely go and check that out because I think it's like early 2016. That is like right when Luke Combs was coming out, like The Shadows. Like, yeah, you'll just see how talented he is from that song. But then, like, he just started releasing even more music. Like, She's Got the Best of Me, Beautiful Crazy, Better Together, Moon Over Mexico, Even Though I'm Leaving, Beer Never Broke My Heart, and Refrigerator Door. That catalogue of songs just shows like the caliber of what like this man can do. I mean, like, his vocals are absolutely off the charts, and his ability in songwriting, I'd actually be bold enough to say, apart from like an actual songwriter who is not a singer, just like a songwriter, maybe a ghostwriter in Nashville, like, out of all the artists, I do think he could be the most talented songwriter out of all of them who can perform as well. And I just love his music videos. So if you've ever seen any of his like earlier music videos, like When It Rains, It Pours, there's like subliminal messages in them. So like when you watch them, there's like clues to his latest music videos, or there's like, if he's released a song before this song, and there'll be like a reference to that song in that music video. And it's pretty clever how he does it. And he's always like dropping hints. And the fact that his wife's appeared in a couple of times, but he's like got one of his, in one of his latest music videos, Loving On You, it's like a roller skate park, like with kids. But there's like a little kid who plays him, like when he was a kid. And it's like really, it's a really cool concept. So he just seems to keep doing like different stuff to everybody else. And I just believe that give him, like, he's already at the top of his game, I reckon. But give him a couple of years and you'll be naming him with the people like George Strait and like all these absolute legends of country music. I think he will go down as potentially one of the best. So, yeah.
Straight and very strong thing there.
Yeah. So that is why I love Luke Combs. Hopefully you guys love Luke Combs as well. And 100% definitely go and check out that song, I Know She Ain't Ready Yet. But Alex, who is your artist under the spotlight this week?
I think it's quite obvious who mine's going to be. It's, of course, going to be Russell Dickerson.
Ah, I would never have guessed.
I've never mentioned him before. I mean, the first time seeing Russell Dickerson was, ironically, when we went to go see Darius Rucker.
Which, ironically, was our first ever country concert.
Yeah, which is our first country concert. And Russell was the support act of it, and he came on doing Blue Tacoma, and like his voice was just absolutely incredible. It's like so pure, it's powerful, and the music, the songs that he came out with was just absolutely like he was just an incredible performer. And it was one of those moments where it's like I fell in love with country that a little bit more, and just like, yeah. I'm definitely following this. And the worst bit is I've not had the chance to see him again ever since.
Yeah.
Because that was in 2018. And then he was with Thomas Rhett at one point, but I don't think he came over to the UK again.
No, it was quite ironic because when we were about to go to that concert, you were like, I don't think I'm going to make it on time to see the support act. And I was, Alex, you have to come and see this guy. Like, he is amazing. And you were like, right, you got there on time. And could it have been the best decision you've ever made?
If I was late, I probably just wouldn't want to be around.
I mean, like, he supported, but he sang 9 songs as well.
Yeah.
Like, it was like insane. It was like his own little concert.
Yeah, he pretty much did like his whole album of it was awesome. But obviously my two favorite songs, which is Blue Tacoma. It was the first song I ever heard from him. It was awesome. But also Yours, that song, it's absolutely incredible. And the music video is awesome as well. I love the fact that he does his own, like they do their own production with the music videos. It's so simple, but really effective. Like in the video Yours, they're clearly just sat in the back of a truck, going down a road, just filming him walking towards his truck while singing with like all this background kind of effects of lightning, rain, and it's so cool. Russell he's just one of those stars that have just kind of, it's come out from the shadows doing all these like little things with his voice. You know, he's performed at the Grand Ole Opry and stuff like that, which is awesome. And now he's got a second album out, Southern Sympathy, Symphony, not Symphony, I can't even say the word properly, Symphony, which is a great song in itself. And one of my favorite bits about that, because there's song Home Sweet in it. In the third chorus, he talks, there's a line that says, time to make a little more room in our home suite. And he wrote that because obviously Kaylee, his wife, was pregnant at the time with their son, Rem. I can't, like, what a cool name he's got as well. Like, it's the full name. But either way, he's performed with amazing people, obviously Thomas Rhett and Darius Rucker, but also like Billy Currington and Kane Brown. You know, he's worked with some of the best, and he is definitely one of the best. Obviously, I'm not going to take away from Luke Combe. Luke Combe is amazing, but my personal opinion is that Russell Dickerson is the one who's going to be shining bright out of all of them. Amazing songwriter, amazing performer, amazing singer. He's going to be huge, if not already huge.
Yeah, I feel like he's still got another level to him. So 100%. I feel that like with Russell Dickerson at this moment in time, he will reach that next level now that he's got a kid. Because I feel like his music will be a lot more mature, and he's got a lot more life, like stories to write about. And I almost feel, because in his music videos, he's a bit like Luke Combs, where his wife appears, like you were saying, they filmed it on a handheld camera, and his wife filmed like Yours, I think it was, where they're walking down the road.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like he will have his kid in the music videos and stuff, so there will be a lot more like personal and stuff, which I think will resonate with the country music family.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I love the music video to Every Little Thing, because that's the one where Kaylee's just in it all the time, where he's like in the shop with her and stuff. That's a class song as well. That's such a good... Do you know what? I don't think he's got a bad song.
No, and he's got a great style as well. Like the trainers he rocks around in. Like he is a country singer.
Yeah.
But he doesn't knock about in the cowboy boots. He knocks around like Air Jordans and stuff like that. So
he is cool.
Do like that, but
he is my spotlight artist, that is for sure. He's my number one. Next time I get an opportunity to go see him, I'll be there. I don't care where it is, I need to go see him again. But
Hopefully one day. Well, we've actually got tickets to see Luke Combs.
Oh yeah, that's in March, isn't it?
March 2020. It was meant to happen March.
It was March. It was March 2020.
Yeah,
and then we got lockdown number.
Well, that one hit, so we missed it, and then it couldn't happen last year in 21. March 21. So March 2022. Yeah. Because he is performing at the Country to Country Music Festival in London, Glasgow, and Dublin.
Yeah, and we're going to Glasgow.
So hopefully, I know that the headline acts all remain the same, but Brett Young was meant to be there, so you never know, you might get your wish, because if they're all busy on schedule, Russell Dickerson may appear.
Russell, if by chance you are listening, please get yourself along the Country to Country in March to the Glasgow one, please. I mean, I'm not begging, but I am.
Yeah, that would be a sick concert, just them two alone. But then there was like a host of other people as well. But it's what dreams are made of.
Oh, that would be awesome. Which brings me on to the next bit I wanted to talk about. Blackpool is next weekend.
Yes, 1 week away.
Yep, 3rd, 4th and 5th of September. We will be being press at the Blackpool British Country Music Festival.
So, yeah. So, for you guys that listen to the podcast, we normally record our episodes on a Saturday.
Yeah.
However, because with us being away next week, we will have an episode coming out, but it will be pre-recorded. So, there will be a few changes, like maybe there won't be country news because stuff wouldn't have happened because of like the short space of time in between. Maybe there has something that happened. But, honestly, cannot wait for this. We've already got our planning going, like we said last week, speaking to artists, to the organisers. Just it'll be mine and Alex's first concert back.
That's going to be so good.
Doing stuff like the Blackpool Dungeons, which I can't wait to see. I will take my GoPro to film Alex's reactions.
I'm so jumpy when it comes to these things. I'm going to be so bad.
Me and him love escape rooms. There's a host of them down there that we'll be doing.
I know, but you want to do a horror one as well. Last time we did a horror one, I nearly took your arm off because we were... When we got... handcuffed together, but we didn't realize we were handcuffed together because it went under the bench. And then something like breathed down my neck or something behind me in a pitch black room. Well, breathing down my neck. You were sitting next to me.
I screamed. Like I did a clown laugh or something and you went mental.
Yeah. And I think didn't realize I was chained to you. And then just lift, like when I went to stand up very quickly, you ended up nearly on the floor because, yanked you down. So karma, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you try to scare me.
Hopefully we'll be able not just to get content from the festival, but also from like antics down in Blackpool.
Yeah.
You'll see Alex scared out of his life at the dungeons. Maybe just see what we'll get up to. Maybe head on a night out with some of the artists afterwards.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Blackpool has to offer. But once again, really looking forward to that.
It's going to be good. But going off artists in the spotlight, how about we get into our interview with Christy Huff?
Oh, absolutely.
I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to it again.
We listened back to it. We watched the video and the video was good as well. It was just for you guys as well, if you want to watch the interview, it will be going on our YouTube channel, Countrified UK. So please do go on that, subscribe, and have a watch at some of our interviews that are on there as well as our reaction videos. But without further ado, here is Christy Huff. So we're now joined by Christy Huff all the way over in California. How are you doing, Christy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well. We're enjoying our English summer. So
yeah.
Which is probably nothing like California. LA, yeah, not California.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
State.
I was going to say, there's so many places. LA, California.
There's so many places in California. I'm in LA, and it's been pretty nice all summer, but now it's starting to get hot, and it wouldn't be that bad, but I don't have air conditioning in my house, so I can feel it.
We just open a window. That's
nice.
And then it just hits like minus 10.
I just take my jacket off in the house.
Yeah. thank you so much for joining us. Even though I said that you're in California, but that's a lie. I think it's just because we've spoke to so many people in California. It's stuck in my head. I think I want to go there. That's why.
Come to California. You can go to the beach. Go to Beverly Hills.
Blaine will do Beverly Hills, not me.
Are you sure? Yeah. That sounds like a paid advertisement, though.
That's true. and our sponsors from California. So, obviously, what we would love to do is get to know you a little bit better. So, we've got some questions, and hopefully, you'll just give us whatever answers that feels best.
Sounds good.
The truth, ideally, but you know.
The truth, yes.
If you want to lie. Just go for it, you know, because we won't know. No one else will know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But the first question I always like to ask people is, so where did it all begin from yourself? Like from birth, growing up, in your childhood, you know, all that.
Yeah, well, so I'm originally from Arizona. I grew up there and I have three sisters, parents, and people think of country music of being like a Southern thing, but like I'm from Arizona where it's like a lot of cowboy influence and a lot of like cowboy boots and Western wearing and stuff. So I like loved country music from the time I was a kid and just, you know, started listening to all types of music and then started singing, you know, from the time I was like 6 years old. I liked musical theater, would sing musical theater, and then got into writing songs my senior year of high school. And that's when I really decided like, okay, I want to go into music. But I always loved to perform. Like I grew up figure skating and dancing and all that kind of stuff. So for me, like being like, you know, just kind of on some type of a stage was always like the best feeling I could have. And I turned to music just to kind of like in school. I kind of struggled in school because I have dyslexia. So it just came more difficult to me. So then the way that I got like my, I guess, like confidence and just kind of blew off steam was by writing songs and singing and performing and things like that. So yeah, so music has been like in my soul, I guess, my whole life, which I love.
That's awesome.
So did you have many like musical inspirations whilst growing up at that time?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like I grew up in the era of like when Taylor Swift was coming out and Carrie Underwood. And, you know, so I think that's why like, you know, country music at the time, I mean, pretty much like before Taylor Swift, I mean, you had like Shania Twain and, you know, people like that, but even in like Faith Hill, but like when Taylor Swift came out, that's when I really started listening to country music and really honestly got kind of like the motivation and almost like the permission to write songs as a young girl, because Taylor Swift was coming out and writing songs about her, you know, high school crush. And so then for me, like at the time I was like in elementary school and like junior high, then I was like, oh, well, I'm going to start writing songs about my crushes. And it kind of, you know, allowed me to explore that a little bit more. I also grew up, like, I love Michelle Branch, Casey Musgraves later on, but, you know, Christina Aguilera, and Britney Spears. Britney Spears was like my first concert that I ever went to.
Nice.
Yeah. So honestly, like, you know, like female powerhouse, like artists were like my inspiration, but I also loved like bands like Five for Fighting, or like the Beatles, you know, like just music in general, but like, yeah, definitely like female powerhouse artists were my inspiration growing up.
It's funny that you should mention that, because
I know when you mentioned Taylor Swift, that's why, if you notice, I almost laughed, only because we had a conversation. We had an interview with someone who loved Taylor Swift as well. Like every female artist we've interviewed so far, I think always say that Taylor Swift is inspiration, which is awesome, but I call her Tay Tay, and so every time Taylor Swift gets mentioned, I'm like, oh, Tay Tay, and he absolutely hates it.
I think the past few artists we've interviewed, like especially women, anyone under the age of 30, I think has been inspired by Taylor Swift with like the success that she's had, and just like what she's done for like music, not just country music, but like pop music as well, and opened like many doors for many different like new listeners. So like Faith Shuler and like Tracy Lynn that we've spoken to, they were like, Tay-Tay. Oh, Tay-Tay. And Alex is like, oh yeah, Tay-Tay. Tay-Tay. And I'm like, who's Tay-Tay? Yeah,
and he's just like, who's like, Tay-Tay? Like,
that is hilarious. Tay-Tay. I need to start calling her just Tay-Tay. I feel like enough people would know Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's like,
who's your first Tay-Tay? Yeah. Oh, sorry, that's what I call her, but...
I don't know if Alex is like best like friends with her, or if he's just like a 13-year-old girl stuck in like a 13-year-old's body.
Yeah. 32. Right, I pointed this out as well, like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he loves Tay Tay, so I'm saying that again, I've said it twice before, so there, and that's all
you're Tay Tay, you're a Swifty.
Swifty,
don't give him ideas.
Ideas. There's so many names you can call her, you know. I don't know what else. Tay Tay, Tay Swizzle, Tay Swizzle.
To swizzle.
T-Swizzle.
Yeah. Yeah. T-Swift. Right. a bit of a follow-up question on your answer before. When you were saying that, because we're speaking to Tay-Tay, how you wrote songs about your crush.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, who was that?
Lakin Anderson, if you are listening, I wrote a song about you when I was in... I actually performed it in my freshman, my ninth grade talent show. So it was called Crawling Back. That was the first song I ever wrote. And yeah, it was about my crush. And I don't think he knew it was about him, but I even like, when I sing it in my talent show, the words is like in English class, you like stare me down, but I changed it, the lyrics, so that he wouldn't know it was him. Cause I'm like, of course he's in my English class, he would know it's about him. I changed it to like in class, you stared me down or whatever. Nice. So
I thought you were going to go like history.
I know. Yeah. Change the class. Then I'd have everybody in my history class being like, oh, is it about me?
So what was his name again?
Just Lincoln.
I'm just
Lincoln Anderson, man. Lincoln, you know, it's kind of an interesting name, but
Just writing that down. That's cool.
Not just writing that down so you can send it to him. Well, I think he's married now and like has a kid. So,
yeah. Well, you know, when I tag him, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Such a cool name there, that LinkedIn.
Well, maybe he'd be like excited. He'd be like, oh, I always knew that she had a crush on me. Okay.
We'll carry on, but that was all my other one. So going off music inspirations, is there any point during, like, so you're saying you were starting singing and playing when you were six? At any point, like after then, was there a moment where you just went, "This is a career for me. I think I'm gonna sing and do this."
I mean, yeah, like. You know, when you're a kid and people like ask you what you want to be, and you know, you can say like, oh, I want to be an astronaut or things like that.
Ghostbuster. Like,
yeah. To me, yeah, exactly. To me, it was always a singer. But then, you know, as you get older and like, you know, you're then it's like, well, I need to like get a real job and like think of like a real career path. But that just never happened for me. Like my senior year of high school, I was all set. I was going to go to college and like study like communications and go into something different. And I was like, this isn't what I want to do. Like this would be quote unquote, the safe option for me. And I want to go and see, like music has done so much for me and it's given me opportunities that I would have never dreamed of. And even at that point in my life. And I was like, you know what? I just want to go and see where it could take me. And I haven't stopped and it's taken me on a great ride. And I'm so glad that I did that. Cause I know if I hadn't, I would have always regretted not following my dreams.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, like going back off that, because that's like how we first like discovered you. Like we heard you on a radio show because me and Alex we listened to a thing called Nash FM across here.
So yes, and yes,
it's like Ty Bentley.
Yes, oh my gosh, shout out to Ty Bentley. Yeah,
exactly. And and like Chuck Wicks as well. And we heard you do, like, you know, where you go on the show and you do like your 10 minute like takeover.
Yes.
And we love that like concept, and that's what gets us through our work there. And we're like, yeah, she's awesome. So then like
10 minutes
followed you from there, and it's just amazing like that this is like materialized from that. So
yeah, well it was myself. I'm taking the glory on this one. It was myself who went, I'll see if I can find her on Instagram, follow, message. And then when you wrote back saying you'll do this interview, I was like, yes, I'm successful.
Oh my goodness, that makes me so happy. It's so funny because I did that. I was on the Ty Bentley show. That was right before the pandemic too, like in 2020, right before. So it's so cool how things kind of circulate and like, people are still watching things. So, that makes me so happy. That's cool.
Like you got like on that day, you got two fans from like the United Kingdom who
it's so cool.
Crazy.
Like social media. I mean, and that's one thing like I've learned in the pandemic, like, you know, when we couldn't be out connecting with people, that's what I missed, but it's been so great to connect with people, you know, via Instagram or social media and do things like this. So, that's so cool. Yeah, because I was wondering actually how I was like, I don't know how you guys found me. So that's so cool to know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Answer to your question.
Yeah.
I know, right?
You got given an opportunity.
You questions. No.
Yeah. Trust me. You don't want to know much about us. We're not that interesting.
But going back to like the questions, some of like your earlier work, like Roll the Dice and the way that you move in Dreamcatcher, like they're all amazing songs. But how do you feel like your music has changed, and how much do you feel like you've grown as an artist, like from like them songs to like present day?
Yes. I mean, you know, okay, wait, Roll the Dice. I recorded that album the chunk of songs. It was an album, and I have since taken down the album from streaming platforms because I recorded it when I was like 17. And, you know, I just think like I've grown a lot, like my voice has grown as well as my songwriting, you know, over time, you can't help. All you can do is progress, you know? Yeah. So I think that, you know, my songwriting, just because I've had more life experience and grown up a little bit, I think that my, the things that I write about have become a little bit more mature, and I've also just gotten better at songwriting, and have, you know, just met different people who I've collaborated with, who that all just has taken time. And I think that, you know, now when I was first starting out, it was like a very, I wanted to stick more country because I was like, well, I'm a country artist and that's what I do. But now I've been able to kind of put my spin on country the way that I want to, you know, showcase it and showcase myself. And I think that just takes time to kind of like learn what you like. And I love country music. I also love pop music and rock music and singer-songwriter. And, you know, it takes some time to kind of find your unique sound. And I think that that's kind of how I've evolved, is I think I've really, at least I would hope to think, have found my sound and my realm that I want to put out now and that I'm excited to put out. So yeah, I think that's kind of how I changed. And my songwriting is just, I think my stories are just different because I'm older and actually have been in stories. Love and have had experiences, instead of writing about what I think, you know, all these experiences are like. So yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think any artist would say, like, you can just keep chiseling away at your craft and then just constantly keep improving. Even though like you might think like your top artists, even someone like Dolly Parton, you would think she couldn't get any better, but she would still nowadays when she still put music out, it's always like a most recent song that me and Alex were talking about the other day. It's almost like dance vibes to it. It's so weird, like a new song. And it's like really brave of her to do that at her age. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's still going into like new markets and stuff. So
exactly. Yeah, that's kind of how you stay relevant, right? You have to adapt. Right. Which is exciting because you don't always, I mean, I'm excited to see what like the new trends in music are going to be in the future, because you don't want to keep on writing and putting out the same thing, you know?
No.
So,
that's it. That's why they're saying like the whole nobody's perfect. And the beauty of that is that that's a good thing to know, because that means you can always improve.
Exactly.
And if you want to improve, you keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a little bit of wisdom for you. On a late Thursday Thursday afternoon for you.
Thursday afternoon, wherever you are.
Yeah, wherever you are, that is some wisdom for you.
Wisdom. Take note.
Yeah. So I'm completely gone. I know that I just called it California before, but being located in LA, there we go. I got it. Do you ever see yourself making that jump and permanently moving to Nashville?
I always think about it. So I am lucky enough that my band that I've played with for years in LA live in Nashville, and I actually rent a room from their house. So I'm lucky enough to be able to kind of go back and forth an affordable way, you know?
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, especially like with how things kind of are evolving here, like I think I've gotten some great opportunities in LA, but I definitely want to go to Nashville for longer periods of time and to kind of stay there longer. And then probably eventually I just stay, you know, like kind of do it that way. But yeah, you know, I definitely see myself there in the future. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's amazing. Like, so just talking about like some of the opportunities that you've had both living in LA and Nashville.
Yeah.
So you've got the chance to play like the Viper Rooms, like the Mint Hotel Cafe and like Whiskey John. What was it like playing some of them like notorious venues? And do you have a favorite out of any of them that you played?
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so hard to pick a favorite.
You're not going to like because, the game at the end.
Yeah. No, because they're all so amazing in so many different ways. Like playing Whiskey Jam was like such a rite of passage, you know, as a country artist, in Nashville in general. That's just like such a kind of a monumental like thing in your career to do. So that was just like really, really fun. And that happened in a time in my life when like I had a lot of really exciting things happening for me. Just because, you know, it's like you work for so long for like kind of doing the same thing. And then like all of a sudden, like my song started taking off on Spotify and I was able to get more opportunities. So Whiskey Jam was just an amazing opportunity. But then, yeah, like playing like the Viper Room and the Hotel Cafe have been some really amazing memories and milestones. So, man, that's a hard question. They're all so great and they're all milestones, you know? So they all kind of showcase just like, to me, like, oh, cool. Like I can put a pin in that. Like I've done that, you know? Yeah. So, and it's just like progress, which I'm a fan of progressing in my life and in my career. So I'm just glad that I was able to do all of those.
Just out of like curiosity, if you could like headline a show yourself and you can like have the choice of any venue, whether it be like the Grand Ole Opry, like Bluebird Cafe or like anything like that.
That's what I was literally going to say, Grand Ole Opry, for sure. I think like as a country artist, that is just like the history there of like artists and like bands that I'm fans of and who have inspired me. I think that would just be like the coolest thing to be part of that. So yeah, I'd have to say the Grand Ole Opry.
I mean, Newcastle have the Metro Radio Arena. If you haven't performed there, then I think it will be the Grand. Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to go there.
I think it's notorious if you're from here.
I played at, I don't know if you guys know these venues, when I was in London, like right before the pandemic, I played at the Notting Hill Arts Club.
Right.
And the Bedford.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Like we've got some really like notorious venues here. Like obviously you've got the big arena, like the O2, like the O2 arena. Yeah. Then you've got like Wembley Stadium and places like that. But then we've got like the Roundhouse and like different venues like that with like loads of history behind them, like the Shakespeare Club, like places where all the artists go. So there's tons just like where like
I want to come back to the UK and like do a tour. I think that'd be so much fun.
we can be your
managers. Like come to the UK and we'll promote you and just take you around.
That
would be awesome. Literally, I'm going to message you guys. So
That's fine. Well, I'll tell you what, you be the tour manager. I'll just be the person who carries the guitar.
He's stronger. Perfect.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Cool. Then I'm set. If you carry the guitar and you're the tour manager, then we're done.
Happy days. Got a plan. So in a couple of weeks, you're opening for Dylan Scott, which is awesome. But however, you've previously opened for Jason Aldean, Billy. I can never understand his writing.
Billy Currington
and Toby Keith, amazing, and Kit Moore. Did you get to meet any of those artists while you're there? And if so, what were they like? Especially Toby Keith.
Yes. Okay. So Toby Keith, I did not get to meet. He was in his trailer the whole time and just came out when he wanted to play. I did get to meet Kit Moore and he was so nice. And, you know, he was like, I was like, yeah, like, cause some of these artists, I'm like, I opened for them like earlier in the day, you know? So I was like, hey, like I played earlier. And he's like, oh yeah. Like I heard some of your set. You were awesome. Which is always nice to hear because, you know, I'm always like, you probably don't know who I am at all, but like, hey, you know, so that was really nice. And he was just like, yeah, just keep at it. Like you sound great. So that was like really awesome. And I'm really excited to open up for Dylan Scott. I think that will be just really fun. I'm just glad to finally be getting back into shows and to have opportunities like this. And I think like a year, you know, like with this time in the pandemic, it's definitely made me not take performing live for granted, and especially opportunities like this, because you just like never know when you're gonna get them again. So it's been really fun. But those are like some of, I mean, they are definitely like the highlights of my career we're playing those shows and playing. Like I already know, like opening for Dylan Scott is gonna be a highlight. So I'm excited.
Out of curiosity, who's been your favorite person to open for so far?
Were these like done in like amphitheaters or were they like stadiums?
So they were like festivals. So like outdoor, like big stages, which I think my favorite one was probably Billy Currington. Cause that was like the biggest crowd I've ever played for and the biggest stage. So that was, I think that was definitely the best. And they've all been so great.
Did you stick around to see him perform afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
What was a good directions like?
What?
What was a song good directions like?
If he did
it was so amazing. Like, watching all of them perform, it's just been like, I take notes and kind of am like, oh, okay, so this is what they do. And like, Billy Currington especially, it's like, he just has a good time. And you can tell on stage, and then everybody has a good time. And it kind of taught me, you know, the whole reason why people come to concerts is to have fun. And like, yes, they want to see and hear good music, but they just want to have a party and have a good time. And sometimes I get so caught up in like, this song is about this and the artistry of it, where I'm like, it's really just about, hey guys, let's jam, let's have a good time, let's have fun. So I think watching, you know, artists, I mean, all of those artists, because they all have, they all are such, you know, great performers, is just taking notes and remembering. It's like, it's about having fun, you know, and that portrays out on stage when you're out there. So, yeah.
So when you do your like kind of slow songs and stuff like that, are you always thinking Lake and Anderson?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. I mean, I don't sing the song that I wrote about him. Maybe if I sang it live in our set. I mean, you guys, I have written songs about a couple guys, okay? So each song,
what are their names as well? We're just
yeah, that's way too, like, they no. They don't remember me. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Like, I think right after I write a song about a certain situation or about a person, I remember the reason why and all of that. But like, then the more you sing it live, it's luckily you start to forget, because, or you just don't think about it every time, because that could be painful, you know, if it was a painful thing.
But
I mean, Lakin though.
Good old Lake.
One person that you posted a picture with on Instagram the other day was Nico Moon.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And that's mm-hmm. one person, like we were saying beforehand, we'd love to see you do like a collaboration with like Nico Moon, because we think your voices would like work proper.
That would be so fun. Oh, that'd be awesome. I love Nico Moon. Like, I got to play in Wisconsin a couple weeks ago and open for him. And, you know, I love his, I guess, take on country music, because it's just so laid back, beachy, fun vibe. And I think, you know, being in California, like a California country artist, I think I kind of have that same kind of like beachy-ish vibe. So I think it would be fun to kind of bring both of our sounds that are kind of similar in some ways and create a song. I think that'd be awesome. Let's call him up.
Yeah. I generally want to know how he does that draw at the end of like, he's like in Good Time when he finishes off like a line in that song. I don't know how he does it. It's like a rasp in his voice.
Yes. He's got such a rasp, even like when he talks, like when he was performing, when he like, it's like so raspy, but like so cool and like so intriguing. Like you want to keep on, not even like, of course, like listening to him sing, but almost like listen to him talk too. Like, you know, it's just like, man, your voice in all ways is great.
He looks like a cool character. Yeah,
He's like the Morgan Freeman of country music.
Morgan Freeman.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
That's a massive compliment to give someone.
Yes.
The Morgan Freeman of country music.
Morgan Freeman.
As said by Countryfied UK.
Yeah.
You can put that on his website. But so going back to the questions again, like your latest release, If I Fall, is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Is the meaning behind the song, and what is like the response of the public being like?
Yeah. So like the meaning behind the song is kind of funny. So I am dating somebody right now. He's also a musician. And on our like third date, we wrote the song. And at the time, like we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend yet, but we were just like writing a song and like, we're like this hypothetical couple, but it was like about us. So it's just literally about kind of, you know, for me, it came from a place of like vulnerability of like, okay, like I'm falling for you, but I'm kind of scared. Cause I do have, you know, like we all do. It's like getting back into something happy. It's like we all usually, it's like came from a relationship that didn't end. Like, I don't know if it's over, maybe it's good, but it's not always great, you know? So, it was just kind of coming from that spot of like, I want to, like, if I fall, like, will you disappoint me or will you also like be there for me? So for me, it came from a place of just vulnerability and like just wanting to let myself just go and be happy and go with it. So that was like a really fun and unique experience, because I've never done that before.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think like the response has been great so far. I did like a little lyric video for it where it was like a half lyric video, half like, I guess, music video, because I like roller skated. And for all of my songs, I like to do like a little like play on. I'm like, oh, like you can fall on like a roller skating, like when you're roller skating. So like, if I fall, you know. So I like a little.
Well, in my case, it's when I fall.
Yeah, I know. I was glad because like filming the video, I didn't fall, which I was really happy about. I did wear like wrist guards because I'm like, if I break my wrist, like I will not be able to play music, so I cannot do that. But yeah, it's been really fun, and it was kind of like a fun summerish song to like release, because it kind of has like, again, like that beachy vibe to it and just happy. So yeah.
But anytime anyone mentions a music video, I always have to ask, next time you do one, I think you should have me and Blaine in it.
Lead actors.
Lead.
Okay, guys, I'm literally filming a music video Saturday. Can you come out to California? Is that something doable?
We'll be doing the podcast then. Like, we're releasing it that day.
Dang it. Okay, so, The next one. I want to come to the UK. So I'll come to you guys and we can film there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
okay,
film
done.
It.
It's done. And I almost want you to marry this guy now, because I think that would be such a good story, like, to tell your grandkids. So, like, how did you two meet? Oh yeah, we're just writing a song together. Like,
yeah, sorry, how long have you been together now? Because this could be really awkward.
No, okay, we are still together. Yeah.
All right,
we are
still together.
I know that was like something that I was honestly scared about releasing, because I'm like, I don't know, like, what if we don't last? And like, I have this like permanent thing out with you, whatever. But you know what? I'm a big believer in just like the journey. And like, if, I don't know, things are going well between us, but I'm like, if we were to separate or something, I mean, it was part of both our lives. So, but things are going well. So
I just think it's a cool story that you like wrote a song and then like got together because of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll come to your wedding as well.
Like, I've never been with a musician, so it's kind of fun to have that. It's such a big part of my life. So to be able to share that with somebody is great. It's awesome.
That's grand. So going off another musician then, if you could make an album with one artist and a songwriter, who would they be and why?
Oh, that's a really good question.
I try.
I love Kacey Musgraves. Like, I think she's amazing. And I think that like, she is able to be country, but then also relate to all types of artists by not being super pop either. It's like her music at the core is still like country, but yet like everybody loves it, whether you are a country fan or not. So I think it'd be so fun to work with her on an album, just because like, I love her so much. And then another writer who I really, really, really like is Nicole Galyon. She wrote Tequila for Dan and like with Dan and Shay. And she's just written nice. So many songs. And I got to see her at this like kind of like a writer's round thing at South by Southwest a couple years ago. And since then I've been just like obsessed and like have wanted to work with her. So Nicole Galyon, Kacey Musgraves, hands down.
Girl power.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Awesome.
So what does the rest of 2021 have in store for yourself? Do you have like any new music coming out, a new album, tour dates, like anything like that?
Yeah. Promote.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm really excited. September in particular is going to be a really great month for me. I have a new song coming out September 10th. And then I'm playing a couple of shows, but I'm playing two really big shows. I'm playing, a festival, and opening up for John Party in Arizona. So I'm really excited because I get to go back to Arizona where I'm from and play a festival, you know? So that's going to be awesome. And then, so that's September 18th. And then I'm opening up for Dylan Scott September 22nd. So yeah, those are like, September's going to be a great month. And then I plan to go to Nashville in October and just, you know, have a couple shows lined up, and then we're into the holidays. So yeah, I'm excited.
That'll be absolutely amazing. The John Party one. I got to see him live in Dallas in like 2019.
Oh, cool.
Like, he was just unbelievable. He opened up for Dierks Bentley.
Oh my gosh, I love Dierks Bentley. And Dierks Bentley's from Arizona. He's from Tempe, where I'm going to be playing. So it's so and, funny.
So like that song will be ironic, like Dirt on My Boots, because it's all red dirt in Arizona. So
I know. No, for real. Yeah, so I'm excited. September is going to be a really, really awesome month. I'm just excited to have a new song and these two big shows. So it's going
to
be awesome.
Are you allowed to say what the title of your song's called?
Yes. Okay, so my song is called Don't Want to Know. So,
but we do.
But you do. Yeah. You don't want to know, okay?
I like that. I've really got to stop with you. I'm such a dad joke person.
I love it though. That's so funny. That's kind of how I am too. Like, if I fall, I'm on roller skates. Like, you know.
But he doesn't like it.
Proper comes out with them, like the Tay Tay things. About it's cool because Dwayne Johnson says it's cool.
It is.
And he's the biggest Disney fan ever.
Oh, Disney is the best.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm like, Disneyland, I want to go. I'm like, as soon I'm going to go back to Disneyland.
Chrissy, I'll tell you what, we'll finish this interview and we're just going to talk Disney after it.
Done. I love Disney.
Actually, just on this interview, what's your favorite Disney film?
The Incredibles. I love The Incredibles. Much so when I was like probably too old, like I was like 12. I asked Santa for an Incredibles outfit. Like and I got it. And I think I've only ever worn it like twice. But I don't know why. I was just like, I feel so good in that. Like it's so dumb. But yeah, definitely.
Which were you? Were you Stretch Girl?
I wanted to be Violet.
The invisible. And
yes, Boss. Yes. Uh-huh.
You just want to leave Blaine. I love Moana.
Oh, Moana's so good too. They're just all, I mean, there's not a bad Disney movie. There's really not. And then with Marvel too, if you can put that like, you know, under like the Disney.
Marvel.
It's so good.
Set open the new can of worms there.
Massive Marvel fan. Oh.
Did you watch WandaVision? Have you seen it?
Yeah. It started off I wasn't sure.
Flow.
And then it just and then it just kicked off. It was
amazing. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
And then the Winter Soldier and Falcon.
Yeah, it's all been so good. I'm excited for more.
We'll chat more. We'll get rid of him and then we'll.
Yeah, I just want to see you. I want to see your duet on like A Whole New World.
Ooh, that would be fun.
I mean, because
you and me.
Rogan's really good too.
I can actually sing.
You can. Okay, then what are we doing? Let's do it.
Oh, you've thrown yourself right in that one, Alex.
I'm game. Not on this one though. I think we should though. One day we'll do it.
Yeah.
I will do A Whole New World with you.
Instagram
Live. Okay, let's do it. When I come to the UK to film my music video.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's happening.
I'm literally holding you to that. And
okay, you can. I'm down.
Otherwise, I am getting in touch with Lake and Anderson and saying that you let me down.
Yeah, there's two tickets to the show. Yeah.
Like, if he ever listens to this, man, we're kidding.
Chrissy, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's been so much fun.
It's been awesome, absolutely awesome. But as we said at the start, we do have a game for you.
Yes.
And it's called Rapid Response.
Ooh, okay.
I've got basically 10 questions, two options, one answer. I mean, on the first one, it's three options, but that's just a thing.
Oh man, you're switching things up on me.
So a lot of people tend to take the time answering these. I want to challenge you to just first thing to come to your head.
Okay.
Because I feel like when it's the first thing that comes to your head, it's the most truthful.
It's the most genuine answer. Okay.
So the first one, which one do you prefer? LA, Arizona, or Nashville?
LA.
Okay. Whiskey Jam or the Viper Rooms?
Whiskey Jam.
Do you prefer doing solo acoustic or playing with a full band?
Full band.
Do you like a dive bar or a nightclub?
Dive bar.
Do you prefer playing in a small hall venue or a festival?
festival.
This is a weird one. And I came up with it, so that's my fault. Would you rather be chased by a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
100 duck-sized horses, I guess.
That's one.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cute.
Yeah, I think that would be better because a horse-sized duck would be scary. Ooh,
that'd be scary. But like little tiny horses, that'd be cute.
Yeah, well.
Get away.
Boof.
No, I want to play with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, play with them. Don't kick them.
I know.
Yeah, he's horrible. That's why he's not.
Wow. You used the word just chase.
So morbid.
Yeah. Do you know what? So when it comes to the last question, this is going to be better. The Shake Shack or In-N-Out Burger?
In-N-Out Burger, I think.
Best way.
In-N-Out. Just because it's easier. It's easier. I know it. It's good. Yeah.
What's your go-to order? A double-double.
Double-double protein style. Ooh. So like wrapped in lettuce because I try to do keto, but I've been falling off that wagon lately. But yeah, double-double protein style.
Cheesy
for sure.
Fries.
Oh, yes. Animal style. You got to. Uh-huh. Oh.
Super keto.
I know. See, I see, like, if I don't eat the bread, then I can have the fries, right?
that's how it works. So that's cool.
Yeah, right? Right?
Yeah. We'll try and get away with that one. Would you prefer to have super strength or being able to fly?
Oh, able to fly.
Yeah, that'd be so much cooler. Imagine just being, I'm scared of flying.
You can go anywhere you want.
Yeah.
I would come and see you guys right now.
Yeah. And then you could put you in a little superhero costume on that you had as a kid.
Yes. Yep. My Incredibles outfit. They're like, exactly. Is that Violet from the Incredibles? I'm like, no.
No, it's some random woman flying. It's like,
I know. Yeah. She's wearing an Incredibles outfit that's way too small for her. A children's.
Is that Christy Huff? Like,
yeah. It's a bird. It's plain. It's Christy Huff.
Why is she holding sheet music for A Whole New World? I've two more. I will get through this. Do you prefer pop music or country music?
Country.
Yeah, good. I mean, that was a good answer because, you know, country-fied.
Country-fied. If those were called popified, I'd say pop, but not kidding. No, country is in my core.
That's actually a good name, popified.
Popified.
Now, here's the hardest question, which we ask everyone.
Okay.
And this one, you can't just, you know, you've got to pick, basically.
Okay. Oh, no.
Who do you prefer as a person? Alex or Blaine? Or Layton?
Can I say both of you guys equally?
No, everyone always tries. See, we're doing a challenge. So far, Blaine's winning the challenge. I'm not like,
oh my god,
it's 4-2 to myself, and there's a massive forfeit at the end.
Yeah. So you have four, and Alex has two.
Yeah, I'm not liked.
Yeah, but no, because that's not just from him like picking stuff. We play like games like two truths and a lie.
Yeah,
and like do loads of games, and he keeps losing.
Yeah,
so.
Oh.
But you've really boosted his self-esteem there.
He needs a win.
I definitely need a win. And also remember, he said that he would kick 100 little horses.
Yeah.
How dare I know, right?
Yeah. There's no chasing it.
He doesn't like Disney.
Up and like.
Yeah, cuddle him. Exactly. Cuddle he doesn't them. Like Disney. He doesn't like
You're
Marvel.
Right. We're going to sing a Whole New World. We're going to have a Marvel marathon.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
We're going to cuddle our duck-sized horses. It's going to be great.
You guys go. I'm really pleased.
I'm more than happy. Awesome. Well, that was it. Thank you so much, Chrissy. It has
Thank you so much for having pleasure. Me. It was so much fun.
It's been it's been great. Well, we will definitely be speaking to you soon because obviously we need to collaborate on our singing, so
exactly,
you know, we'll work on our vocals together. You need to help me out because my range is good.
I can help you. Yeah.
I need
and then
it,
my tour manager. We need to plan the tour. Yeah, and we'll be good.
I mean, let's hope you've got a magic wand or a miracle cure to help him vocally. So.
Just we can do some vocal warm ups. You know.
Yeah. Is there any that you can help me with now? Hold on.
Can you do this?
No. it straight away.
Okay, see, you just gotta practice, and then you can go higher. Practice your range.
I'm gonna have to practice that. But I tried.
You tried. That's the first thing that you know. So that's good. You're already starting.
I'm getting that. Well, thank you, Chrissy, and we will speak soon.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Bye bye.
So much fun.
That was awesome. I really liked Christy Huff. I thought she was class. Hopefully Lake and Anderson will listen to this and think, oh, that song was about me.
Yeah, what if?
It is. It's a big what if moment. I mean, to be fair, she's with someone awesome now, I'm sure. But
yeah,
it's...
I mean, I'm a true believer in life of, like, what happens is meant to be sort of thing.
I believe in a thing called love.
Yeah, like she said, she's with a musician now. Lincoln had his chance.
Is it Lincoln or Lakin? I thought it was Lakin.
Lincoln, I think.
No, she said Lakin.
I don't know. I think it was Lincoln.
L. Anderson.
Yeah, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. It's not the Matrix, man. Mr. Anderson. We'll just call him Neo.
But yeah, like you said, once again, what a fantastic interview and what a lovely girl and a bright future ahead of her.
And do you know what the best thing about it was? I won that challenge.
Yes.
It was me.
Like we said earlier on, that there wouldn't be a challenge this week because the guest actually chose. So
I won.
As you heard in the interview, Alex needed the points, so she picked them for that reason. However,
no, with that being said,
I will stick up for you. Okay. He did vocal warm-ups with her and made her right.
Go on, just say it.
And so I'll give him the point for that one, just because he put himself out there and was like... Bree!
So you can do it?
Yeah.
How comes I can't... Oh, wait. No, you had to pinch your cheeks or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christy, I am coming to America. We are recording. I can do this.
Why I didn't tell you, I used to be a child star in a boy band. Not.
Yeah, sure. I was going to say, what were you called? The Monotones.
Yeah, we sold many, many albums in one note. But no, like you say, so the challenge is now 4-3. Yes. So thank you, Christy, for putting Alex back into the game.
I know. It's all I need is for next week's one, or next few days one, next challenge, all I need to do is win that, get on the draw, and then if we get that draw, then we can just make it one more challenge before the forfeit.
Yeah.
Because then we'll be make it whoever gets fifth. Oh, I'm excited and nervous at the same time, because I've got an idea for a forfeit for you if I win.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not going to tell you, but right. It's going to be brutal.
Right.
So, just to warn you.
I'm intrigued about that. I'll have to start thinking, because I'm very close. I'm in touching distance now. But, I'm just loving the guests, like I said earlier on, that we're getting on the show at the minute. They are good. They're all fantastic, and something that we can look back on and like making many friends through it. Yeah. Everyone wants us to be in our music videos.
No. I mean, after the interview was brilliant as well, because Christy stayed on and we were having a chat afterwards. Me and Christy were talking about Disney, Marvel and stuff, and then you just turned around and said, well, I like Batman. It was just like, oh, no, DC, no.
Yeah, so Marvel's for children, Batman's for the men.
It's dark.
That's the only reason I like Batman, is because it's dark, like Thor, Big Hammer, really.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a joiner?
He's a god.
He's a god.
Yeah. But I mean, you wouldn't mess with him, would you?
What, in his massive little green screen, in his little suit?
Oh, still.
Chris Helmsworth.
Yeah, he would still knock you down.
Chris Helmsworth, if you're listening. Alex is challenging me and you to a charity boxing match. Let's do it, boy.
Well, that would be all 5 seconds done. But no, it was great. But anyway, like I said before, go onto our YouTube channel. You'll be able to watch the video, and you can actually watch the reactions to when we were talking, which is quite funny. We enjoyed it. But anyway, let's get into Blaine's Country News.
Oh, well. So this week, not a lot's been happening as such. It's mainly just like new releases sort of stuff. So firstly, Randy Travis revealed an unreleased song called Ain't No Use from his Vault of Songs for a special anniversary celebration. So be sure to check that one out, because Randy Travis is just a legend of the game.
Yeah.
Ashley McBride played the first of three straight shows at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville on Thursday. Straight from the offset, she went in big, and I mean big, because she got Eric Church on stage straight away to join her, and they covered Midnight Rider, so I definitely want to check that out. Big, big fan of both of them. Manny and Tay's latest release, Life Ain't Fair. They've just released the lyric video for this song, which shows off what the song's really about and their crazy side. So, like, sometimes lyric videos are just, like, words on the screen. This has got words on the screen, but them in the background, like, partying and whatnot.
Awesome.
And Kacey Musgraves teases fans with new music coming soon, which has all been inspired by a divorce. So, although there is a sort of a downer in that one, sort of, like, stuff not horrible, but there's good stuff that's come from it, because there's new music that's been inspired by it. And just some new releases this week that me and Alex have listened to and that we recommend. So the first one is Justified by Kacey Musgraves, Country Boy Do by Nelly and Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line.
Of course.
Slow Bum by Zach Brown Band, South on You by Luke Combs, Big and Small Town by Jimmy Allen, Carolina to Me, Scotty McCready, Diamond by Nico Moon, and June, July, and August by Ryan Hurd. And mine and Alex's pick of the bunch of them is Diamond by Nico Moon and Country Boy Do by Nelly and Tyler Hubbard. Now, talking about Nelly there, right? I am really liking his transition into country music now.
I think he'll do better. I don't get me wrong, I love his songs in like, you know, Getting Hot in Here and stuff like that. It's awesome. Yeah. But the songs that he's done with, like, Florida Georgia Line, like...
Yeah, his rap music insane. Will be timeless. And, like, that era, like, he was top of his game.
Yeah.
However, he went off the scene for a bit, and then he's come back, and he did a song, like, years ago, like, the Cruise remix with Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
But then he comes, like he started releasing more and more music, and he's starting to get his foot in the door, but I really like how he's sticking with the Florida Georgia Line, because I think they're the perfect like duo to help him.
Because he can sing.
Oh, he can sing.
It's not just rapping. He can sing.
And what you got to remember is he is from like the south of America as well, so he has got like them country roots in him.
Yeah.
Like, so he definitely knows what he's talking about. It's like home to him stuff. And like Tyler Hubbard, like obviously he's only got the one of Florida Georgia Line in this, but Tyler's ace as well. He was actually... Drew Baldridge's wedding, Tyler Hubbard.
Was he?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I wasn't there, but...
No, yeah, awesome. He was telling me in the episode that like we had on with him. But like I was speaking with Christy just before, like how an artist can like sort of reinvent themselves. Like we're talking about Dolly Parton in there.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's just exactly what Nelly's done. He's sort of like taken himself from a hip-hop star. And he'll always be remembered for that. Yep. But now he's like slowly transitioning into like the country music scene, but still keeping like his hip hop roots, like even by the way he dresses and stuff like that. And yeah.
I hope it stays that way.
Hopefully.
Yeah, because it'll be so good.
I'd just like to see a lot more from him. Potentially an album, but not just with Florida Georgia Line. How awesome would it be if he had like a host of like different country music stars on there?
Russell Dickerson.
Yeah,
that'd be
like
good.
Them too. Even like someone like Nico Moon or like...
I thought you were going to say Luke Combs.
I don't know how their two styles would go. Potentially, maybe. I think Luke Combs could do everything, but it would have to be a sort of like proper upbeat like country music song for him, for like Nelly to perform on. Yeah, so guys that's listening, like let us know who you would like to see Nelly perform with.
Yeah, good idea actually. Also, something that we want to do is we want you guys to ask me and Blaine some questions. Even the artists that we have interviewed, Christy, if you want to ask us some questions, send us a message. We're going to be posting something on our Instagram, and we're going to put some options out there for you. So, yeah, if you want to ask Blaine something personal, go for it. If you want to ask me something personal, I'm not going to lie. We will answer anything.
Yeah, nothing's off the table with us guys. Sort of just ask us anything that you'd like to know, whether it be like an absolute silly question, like it might even be just the most simplest of questions, but me and Alex will answer all of them.
Yeah.
We'd love to do like a little segment where if there was something you guys wanted to know to get to know your hosts a bit better, then so be it. Let's do it.
Yeah. If you want to meet up on Zoom and you want to give us an interview, do it. I don't mind that.
No.
Imagine. Oh.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been together? Whoa. No. he just comes and lives here pretty much.
Yeah. I might as well pay a board. But
you should.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Right. The location of the podcast will be now moving.
to a public area. We're just going to be sitting in Costa Coffee. Just going, yeah. Is it all right if we can just set up here?
What's your Wi-Fi password? But no, guys, like, yeah, absolutely. Just get in touch with her. And again, if there's any like YouTube videos, like our YouTube channel is absolutely popping at the minute. Like, we're getting comments every day. Like, can you do this? Can you do that? Obviously, we're time restricted with our jobs and that, but we will get around to trying to do everything. But if there's anything you guys want to see, any guests that you'd like to see us try and get on, then just let me know.
Yeah. But, I'm going to do what I normally do. I'm going to let you introduce our independent artist of the week, who's given us a track to play for ending our podcast. But while Blaine is getting that up and ready, I'm going to say my goodbyes. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to episode number 9. As usual, it's always great fun doing this. I want to say a massive thank you to Christy Huff for coming on, doing the interview. She was awesome. And I need to do a bit of promoting on Rockstar of the Bingo, because if I don't mention it, then what's the point? What is the point?
It wouldn't be an episode without it. It wouldn't
be an episode without mentioning it. So I want to say, go on the Rockstar Bingo, follow them, and get onto the games that people are putting up. It is awesome. Look into it. You know, we've got country music up there as well, and we're literally in the next few months we are going to be hosting a game when our busyness starts
when
to come
down, slows
down.
Yeah. But it's like with us, it's not something that we've been told to do or we'll get paid to do or anything like this. It's actually a business that we believe in, and a business we actually use. So like, we actually get nothing from this. So just like I say, just have a go on it. If we do it and we think it's so fun, and the guys are lovely, like Gemma and Sean at Rockstar Bingo, are good friends now from just like doing this.
Yeah.
So definitely go and check it out. And to make it a bit easier for you guys, Alex, what's the promo code for that one?
Promo code is Countrified Bingo. Now, if you go and use that code on the pro plan, you get 25% off. It is worth it. You'll have so much fun, and you can play with hundreds of people if you use that plan. So go ahead and do it. And like I said, look out for me and Blaine hosting our first game, because there will be prizes to win as well.
And don't worry, it's not all country music. There's different genres of everything.
Disney.
The way Sean is a genius over at Rockstar Bingo. He's like, he's an entrepreneur. He's just such a business-minded guy. And I reckon there'll be bigger and better things to come from that company as well. So definitely check it out now in the early stages of its progress.
Yeah, but that's me, guys. So thank you so much. Alex out.
So this week's independent artist is Lynn Nuddy, and the track is More Beautiful. I asked him like, what was the song about? And he says, the song More Beautiful is very straightforward. I have been married to the same woman for 24 years. When I introduced her to some new... I introduced her to my first wife. She never thinks it's funny. Given how long we've been hitched, it is obvious that we are not youngsters. Society places a premium on youth. Unfortunately, I think women, and men too, but women more, feel pressured to constantly try to appear more youthful rather than brace themselves as they are. This song is for my wife. I am trying to get her this year as I see her. When I was a child, I remember my grandmother holding me and I was touching her face. She was extremely wrinkled for a lifetime of smoking and hard work. I said to her, Grandma, your face has so many wrinkles. She responded in her sweet southern drawl, Honey, child, I earned every single one of them. For myself, I enjoy earning the changes that time has on me. It ain't all peaches and cream, but it ain't all that bad either. So I think that's an absolute lovely statement about what the song's about and like the story behind it. So guys, this is More Beautiful, and thank you, Lynn, for letting me play it.
When two people tie the knot, they don't know if it'll work or not. Sometimes the bond gets loose and they have to accept the truth. I feel lucky to be here with you after all that we've been through. So many years of laughter and tears, and you keep growing more beautiful with every passing year. I try to tell you all the time, you don't seem to hear. You talk a lot about going gray, you talk a lot about lines on your face, but I wish you could see how you look to me. You keep growing more beautiful. You say that in the mirror you see somebody older than you want to be. Looking over your shoulder I see somebody bolder than she used to be. Your body's changed since you were 24, but darling, mine has changed so much more. And you keep putting up with me for no reason I can see. You keep growing more beautiful with every passing year. I try to tell you all the time, you don't seem to hear. You talk a lot about going gray, you talk a lot about lines on your face, but I wish you could see how you look to me. Times and bad weather, the one I am so grateful to see lying next to me. And she keeps growing more beautiful with every passing year. I try to tell you all the time, you don't seem to hear. You talk a lot about going gray, you talk a lot about